You're listening to SBS News.
US President Donald Trump has described the grounds for his impeachment laid out by Democrats as a joke after he was accused of pressuring his Ukrainian counterpart for domestic political reasons. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the launch of impeachment proceedings against the president after a whistleblower reported a conversation between Mr. Trump and the Ukraine president to the US Intelligence Inspector General in August. The complaint triggered the probe into whether the US leader urged Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate his presidential rival, Joe Biden. Mr. Trump describes the allegations as part of an ongoing campaign against him.
We were just with the president, the new president of Ukraine, and it was a fantastic meeting. He said, no pressure, no nothing. It's all a hoax. I call it the hoax. And this is just a continuation of the witch hunt. And that's all faded. That's all gone. And they had to come up with something else. The same players, Adam Schiff, Nadler, all the same players. But now Nancy Pelosi was forced into a position that she didn't want to be in. And unfortunately, she wasn't tough enough to stop it.
The White House has released a summary of the conversation he had with Mr. Zelensky on the 25th of July. It shows Mr. Trump asked Mr. Zelensky to investigate his political rival, Mr. Biden, and his son, offering to enlist U.S. Attorney General William Barr and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to help. The notes show Mr. Trump said to Mr. Zelensky, I would like you to do us a favor. The document also shows the two did discuss a major aid package to Ukraine, which had been frozen by Mr. Trump at the time and was only released in recent weeks. At a press conference with Mr. Trump at the UN, Mr. Zelensky says he wasn't pressured to take any action against Joe Biden during the phone conversation.
Nobody can put pressure on me, and nobody will put pressure on me. Anyone can say what they want. You're welcome to. I'm open. They published this letter, even all my phone calls, though I personally think that sometimes such things, such as calls between heads of states and presidents of independent countries, don't have to be published. Because, you know, there are some geopolitical issues, some plans. But as you can see for yourselves, I'm not afraid of it.
The House and Senate Intelligence Committees reviewed the complaint this week after it had been withheld from Congress for several weeks because Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph Maguire, had ruled it wasn't an urgent concern. Democrats say Mr. Maguire is protecting the president. After reading the whistleblower's complaint, U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has described the person's allegations as deeply disturbing and very credible. Ms. Schiff says the whistleblower has exposed serious wrongdoing and will be protected.
I think that what this courageous individual has done has exposed serious wrongdoing. And I think it's a travesty that this complaint was withheld as long as it was, because it was an urgent matter. It is an urgent matter, and there was simply no basis to keep this from the committee. And the idea that the Department of Justice would have intervened to prevent it from getting to Congress throws the leadership of that department into further ill repute.
Nancy Pelosi has assembled for the impeachment investigation the six House committees that were investigating the Trump administration for months. Impeachment is a multi-step process, with some politicians saying they expect votes on impeachment by the end of this year, mindful of the coming 2020 elections. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.